No insurance? No problem. Join me today with Dave Monahan, CEO of Clear, as he talks about ways to accelerate your in-house membership plan. Stay tuned. Welcome, everybody, to ADOM Radio, the podcast for dental managers. I'm your host, John Stamper, and thanks for joining us. Guess what? ADOM Radio is now on Spotify. Check it out. Chilling out on the weekend, listening to some great tunes with friends and family. Be sure to check out ADOM Radio and download the latest podcast on Spotify. Okay, before we get into today's episode, real quick, would love to have you go out to dentalmanagers.com. Brand new website. Unbelievable, tons of resources, tons of information laid out in a beautiful way. Very, very excited about the new website, dentalmanagers.com. That's dentalmanagers.com. Be sure to check it out after you listen to this podcast. What's going on, ADOM Radio? Very excited to be back with you. And I have to say, very excited to have not a new guest, but a guest that has been on ADOM Radio several times. Always very exciting to continue to talk with people because I think it means a couple of things. I think that their product and their service certainly is providing great benefit to all of you out there that are ADOM members in your practices and things like that. So we are very excited to have Dave Monahan back from Clear. And today's podcast, how to accelerate the performance of your in-house membership plan. So Dave, great to have you back. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me back. I really enjoy being on your show.
Well, absolutely. And so before we get into some of these learning objectives, which certainly we want to touch on in detail and have you share with everybody what you've been sharing, you and I were just talking. We're seems like not only a really kind of a month removed from the conference and another amazing conference, but wanted to kind of get your thoughts. I know now that you guys have been going there for several years, it's kind of cool. You get to talk with a lot of your customers, get some feedback on, you know, how it's been working with them and all that stuff. But yeah, I'd love to have you share a little bit about the conference.
Oh, great. Yeah. So yeah, I was telling everybody I could at the conference, it's definitely the best conference we go to all year. And I'm not just saying that. It's got everything you want as a sponsor. So high energy, great engagement, great sessions. And by the way, the only conference that actually has has sessions for the sponsors. So for example, that KOL roundtable where we got to sit in the audience and ask questions of some of the office managers who were up on a stage welcoming any question that came from us. So those types of things are amazing. And I think back to sort of where we came from. So we were there for the Scottsdale event, San Antonio and then Orlando this year. And I go back to Scottsdale, which was September of 2017. And all I can say was we were basically some wireframes in a dream. We didn't actually have a product at that point. But we talked to some dentists who said, and some office managers who said we had to be there. So we went there and what we ended up using that meeting for was just talking to office managers, getting their insight. And they really helped us sort of craft what the solution needs to do. So, you know, all the way from there to, you know, to San Antonio, you know, obviously, full solution, talking to everybody, getting, you know, some of the office managers commit to the platform and then Orlando this year, just, you know, multiplying the number of sort of practices coming onto our platform. We even, as you'll probably remember at the conference, we had those tiers that were, you know, sort of all over the conference and had a lot of fun with that. But I sort of take a step back and think about it. So just since September of 2017, you know, where we were basically, like I said, a dream, we are already right now, as of today, have over 385 dentists that are ADOM member practices on the platform, and we're working with another 486. So you add those up, it's like over 800 dentists from the ADOM sort of, you know, what a world are either on our platform or in the process of becoming, you know, getting on our platform. So I can't say enough about the conference and what it's done for us and how much we enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks for sharing that. It's interesting. Like we said, I think you and I've done maybe three or four of these on ADOM Radio. And I think it says a lot about a company making an investment to continually educate the office manager. And You can't do it once. You can't do it twice. It's a continual commitment because, as you know, Dave, especially with membership plans where they've been around for a little while, but let's call it like it is. It's somewhat of a newer way for a lot of these practices to find ways to help the uninsured, new creative ways. And so I know, you know, the mountain that you've had to climb to not only grow your business, but then also educate people on the benefits of it. Never easy. But I think to your point, to be able to make traction with a lot of the people in ADOM, I think it says a lot about what it means to get the companies involved. That's what I witnessed again in another conference was the strength of the relationship between the companies and the office managers at the conference, and both sides help each other. Like you said, I mean, you all being able to learn what their needs are, them being able to learn what you guys do. And so it's exciting stuff. And the most importantly, as you know, above all this is, let's face it, what this does is it provides a way for a lot of these uninsured patients to get care done. And that's what it's all about. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And coming back to the sort of interaction with the ADOM members. So we don't look at it as sort of, you know, we're selling to the ADOM members. We look at it as we're trying to provide something that's valuable to them. And that can be just advice and, you know, getting an understanding of their needs and then potentially, you know, them, you know, using the platform, but also us improving the platform based on that feedback. Like it's the ADOM is the conference where we are completely comfortable having very open discussions and very interactive discussions. And in a lot of other conferences, that's not the case. They almost separate the attendees from the sponsors. In ADOM, it's a learning experience, I think, for both sides. And that's what we really, really appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. So today what we're going to go over, we're going to talk a little bit about the problem for your practice and your uninsured patients, some of the facts and statistics that are really impacting your patients in practice, which is a big thing. And I'm glad we're going to talk about the stats because I think that's something that continuously needs to be out there on that side, how membership plans can make a positive difference and provide patients with the coverage and care they want. Real life examples, which I know you're going to touch on, of ADOM member-led practices and how they're utilizing the membership plans and with their own patients and their own practice, and then some best practices and options for deploying the plan, which is, like you said, I like your term, like wireframe dream, right? So there might be some practices out there that are like, yeah, we've been reading about it. We know we need to maybe put in place a membership plan, but how can we really get it implemented and what are some of those best practices? So that's what we're going to discuss today with Dave. Always kind of open as we go down this path, but let's start if we can, Dave, with some of the problems for the practice with the uninsured patient and then some of the statistics that you, I'm sure, are continually getting on a monthly basis.
Yeah. And sort of if you really at a real high level, if you boil it down, there's really sort of two things that are really important as it relates to membership plans. And the first is something everybody in the practice lives every day, which is it's getting harder and harder to work with dental insurers. And the reimbursements obviously continue to get lower, and the red tape and the hassles and the administration can seem to continually go up. And so if you sort of net all that out, the insurers really are controlling the market. And as a result of that, dentist earnings remain flat for about 20 years. And it's just, you know, consistently year over year, it just gets harder and harder to deal with insurers. And if you look at some of the data out there, that, you know, as the premiums that are being paid in the dental insurance plans, only about 60% of that gets the patient care. So about 40% is basically drained by the dental insurer. So there's just this big sort of, you know, behemoth on top of the market that creates a big issue for dental practices. I know everybody knows that, but that's sort of the net of all that is earnings remain flat for 20 years. And so that's, you know, a challenge. And then on the other side, on the patient side, patients want more care. We see this. We've done a lot of research, as you said. We've done focus groups. We've done patient interviews. We've actually done national surveys. And the net is patients want more care. If you look at the stats, about 30 or 40% of U.S. adults don't have dental benefits. And about 60 or 65% of retirees or baby boomers, 65 plus age group, about 65% of them don't have dental benefits. So there's a huge opportunity to meet them, those patients, where, you know, they would like to be met, which is they really are looking for more dental care and they also want a dental plan. The reason they stay away from the dentist is because they don't have coverage and they're afraid of cost. So by offering them a membership plan, you address their needs, which is a good, you know, solid package of care that they can, take advantage of. And it's typically what they would consider affordable, you know, where they're paying a subscription for, let's say, $25, $30, $35 a month and getting their basic care and their preventive care plus discounts off of their treatment. So, and what that does, so it gives the patients exactly what they want and what they're asking for. As a result, they come in more often, you know, they stay up with their hygiene, they accept more treatment. And on your side, you get to control the plan, you get to design it, you get to decide on the treatment protocol and the pricing. So it's really a win-win at the end of the day. And it really addresses the need of a practice to take control and improve sort of their financial performance. And on the other side, to give the patients exactly what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, as you know, Dave, with newer things in dentistry, I like to go right to the situation where people don't tend to move forward because they're scared, right? And I'm talking about from the vantage point of a practice. Yeah, I know we could do this, but this is what we've done for so long. And, insurance has always been a big part of how we've treated. And in many cases, as the providers, it's kind of been something to lean on, right? Like I haven't really necessarily needed to sell the treatment, right? Or present the treatment, because if patient comes in and they need the treatment, they know that their insurance covers it. Then that has kind of masked some of these different skills that the practices have had to implement. But you guys now have that experience. So if you could talk a little bit about the practices that have embraced it and how they've moved towards treating the uninsured in a little bit of a different way, which is, yes, you pay this annual fee in many cases, which the practice determines, but then the other procedures are based at a discount. So those practices, as you know, still have to present that treatment needs to be done. It's just going to be done at a discount. So I would love to kind of get your thoughts on how that's working now that you guys are continuing to serve these practices.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John, as far as that sort of, you know, it's a little bit of a behavioral change and a sort of a step in a different direction for a practice. So we've worked at a high level. We've worked with about 2,500 dentists at this point. And so we have a lot of experience. And what we enable practices to do is to move forward with a proven method and a proven set of tools and processes that work and make it real easy for the practice to, you know, embrace a membership plan and incorporate it into sort of their standard procedure. So, for example, you know, to start off, like the first question we always get is, well, how do I design this plan? How do I price this plan? And what we provide is actually a consultation where we'll talk to the practice, we'll understand what their practice is about, types of treatment protocol they like to administer, what their patients look like and demographics. And the consultant on our side will help craft what the treatment protocol should be, what should be included, what should be excluded, what the pricing should be. They'll actually even do a fee review of office fee review of, you know, compared to third party data that we have. So you sort of, you know, we can take you to from nothing to a full design plan in 30 or 45 minutes. The other thing that we do though is we don't just walk away. So we actually give you all the materials you need to market the plan in your office. We give you all the materials you need to market it on digital properties like your website, or, you know, if you want to do Google ads or Facebook ads or whatever you want to do, we have sort of tools and templates that enable you to do those things. And then another absolutely critical piece of all this is the just the software itself. And it just makes it really easy to, you know, see the patients that have purchased the plan, you know, what benefits they have, the payments all done, payment processing is all done in the background. Renewals are automatic. The patients actually sign up for those from the beginning. And you know, just a real robust way of, you know, sort of managing the plan. And then we also provide support, live, real people support that's available at any time to answer questions and help the practice make the plan successful. So there's a lot more to it. And to your point, like, it can be daunting to try to take all that on by yourself, not having, you know, really worked with a membership plan in the past. So we just make it very, very easy to, you know, design, launch, manage, promote the plan based on all the lessons we've learned with all these practices.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that, like when you talk about, we don't have to get super detail on this, but I'm, you know, I think it's beneficial for everybody to know is because every practice, like you said, is going to want things different, but there's a lot of similarities. Is what you guys find that it is I know you said an analysis of the demographics of that particular area, you know, maybe what people would be willing to pay for the membership fee, but is it also the types of procedures that they do and determining, you know, discounts off of different types of treatment? Is that kind of part of, because I know a lot of times, you know, you see a lot of these practices, whether it be they're trying to compete and trying to figure out kind of what's best and should they discount treatment, things like that. And so discounting off of their UCR schedule or whatever is a new thing for them. But I mean, briefly, maybe touch on kind of what that looks like.
Yeah. So what we typically see actually in practices is for their cash paying patients, a lot of times they offer a discount anyway. They sort of do it on the side. Hey, I'll give you a 10%, you know, discount. And it's not captured. It's not, you know, from a patient perspective, you know, it's not, you know, really packaged up as a value. It's almost like, you know, here you go. It's sort of a throwaway. And so that's one thing is that they're typically already discounting fees. To your point, though, as far as, you know, pricing and, you know, how you compare to competitors and things like that, that's exactly what we help the practice with to understand what the competitive, you know, pricing sort of environment is around their practice. And we have a third-party tool that enables us to see that. And by the way, a lot of times what ends up happening is the practice has actually increased their fees once they understand. A lot of them have not increased them in a very long time, and they start to see the averages in their area, and they're like, wow, you know, it's probably time to increase. So there's a lot of value in that sort of consultation. And then as far as the, you know, a lot of times, you know, practices will get stuck on what type of care plans I should offer. And it usually becomes pretty clear what care plans are needed based on the demographics of a practice. So, I mean, a basic one, a simple one, if you have a pediatric practice, right, we typically in those environments will, you know, offer three different kind of plans for kids. If you have a sort of a general type of practice, we'll have, you know, one for kids, one for adults, and one for perio patients. We also have practices that are very much sort of focused on, you know, elderly populations, and we might make one or two or even three plans for elderly patients based on their needs. So, like, all of that comes into play into the design and the pricing of the membership plan. And you can get very, very customized and very, very focused based on the needs of a practice. We even have practices that are more boutique and spa-like, and they'll offer, like, they'll add whitening to their membership plans in addition to the standard, you know, preventive care treatment. So you can be very creative with the help of our consultants.
Well, I'm glad you share that, because I think that sometimes the word on the street is that it's black or white, right? It's a membership plan is I have a fee, and then you get one straight discount off of all of our services, and there's not that strategic piece of this. But I love that you mentioned that, because I think that's where I would imagine a lot of these practices are having success, because they're recognizing that, you know, we do more of this procedure than not, or we've had a problem with getting patients to be able to kind of maybe get perio maintenance done. So if we can creatively come up with a plan that, you know, moves them over the goal line there, I mean, I love that you shared that. I think that that's really what people need to know, is that how you can get creative with a lot of these things. And that's kind of leads to my next question, which is, what has been the positive difference? Which once they implement these, talk a little bit about what these practices are seeing with some of these decisions that you guys are advising and helping them move through.
Yeah. So there's one piece. So you're talking about sort of that selling, and a lot of practices aren't comfortable with selling. What we start to see is once you design the plan to meet sort of the, you know, it sort of fits the practice, it fits the patients and their profile, it isn't selling, it's sort of informing and letting people be aware of the plan. And we actually see practices get very comfortable with it, and they realize, actually, I'm adding value to my patients. My patients want this. And it's actually a good conversation to have, and I enjoy having the conversation because I'm giving them a path to what, you know, is more affordable care, and also a commitment to my oral health that they've wanted for a long time. So it's amazing to answer your question. It's amazing to see the transformation of a practice once they realize this isn't selling, this is adding value to a patient. And this is from a tool perspective and how we help sort of that transformation. We actually provide things like talk tracks for a hygienist, for a dentist, for, you know, somebody at their front desk, how to talk about the plan to their patients. And for example, here's a tidbit, and this is all based on market research. We actually stood up a mock dental practice, and we brought patients in, and we would talk to them about a membership plan and get their feedback. And then we would adjust our messaging bring in another patient and have another discussion. We did this for 9 hours over and over again until we got to the core of what the message is. And here's one that people don't realize is important, but and it makes a practice feel really good. The patient wants to know what the value is to the practice. And you would say, well, I'd never do that, right? That's, I don't want to tip my hat or show my cards to a patient. But the patient's reaction was, is I love that this gets rid of all the paperwork and all the administration hassle for a practice. I think that's great because the way we tell practices to talk about this is it gets rid of all the administration that I typically have to do with an insurer. It gets rid of all the hassles that you might have to go through as far as getting like pre-approved. And you know what that allows me to do as a dentist is to just focus on your care. And the patients are like, I love that, right? It's really a value prop for the practice, but it's back to the patient. So there's things like that, like just to get very comfortable talking about a membership plan and the value to the patient and how the patients react to it. So there really is a transformation there that we see in a lot of practices where they just actually like talking about the plan to the patients.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think I'm glad you shared that because that's the missing piece for a lot of these practices, right? It's if I'm going to go down this path, and rightfully so, it's always, what are my patients going to think? There's like this chasm, right? There's this between I'm not doing anything and I know I need to do something and what's going to happen when we go down that path. So I think it's super valuable that you guys are seeing that. That's what you're hearing. Yeah.
And John, and then just the sort of whatever functional or sort of the outcome pieces of that is once that starts to happen, what you see is the patients committing to the membership plan. And as once they commit to a membership plan, it's just like any other membership plan they have, whether it be Netflix or, you know, Costco or, you know, Amazon Prime. What they do is they come in more often, right? Because they're committed. They have this membership. They feel financially savvy. They feel good about themselves. They accept more treatment. They become more loyal. It's a way to bring that your patients closer to you and make them feel part of your practice. That's sort of the outcome of all that.
Right. And have you, you know, I know for a while, one of the ways as practices were starting to market themselves more recently, you know, it was their, whoever it was, like they were giving free exams or free whitening. I know you talked about whitening, one of those unique things, or free cleanings and things like that. Do you see that some of these offices are coupling these plans with offering free services, or have you seen that it pretty much is like they're okay paying a membership fee and then just getting discount off a treatment as long as it's, like you said, creatively built around their demographics?
Yeah, so our first one of our first conversations, we ask if you're doing this sort of new special or new patient specials, and our feedback is get rid of them. And there's a number of reasons for that. Typically, they draw in those specials draw in patients who don't stay. I think it's 7 out of 10 patients who come in for one of those specials leave the practice. They're not loyal to them, so they just took the deal and left. What we're seeing is patients are actually very happy to pay the subscription if, you know, the value of that package is, you know, worth it. And so by getting rid of the specials, going to a membership plan, a new patient comes in, you show them the membership plan. It's a, you know, it makes them feel, again, financially savvy that they're getting a deal for this care, but it's not a one and done, right? You've actually packaged it up into a solution that's designed for them. So they might be older, or they might be younger, or they might have perio. So the net is you've created something that's specific to them, and they feel that you've sort of gone an extra mile to create something that's good for them and helps them improve their overall health. And again, they come in more often, they're more loyal, they accept more treatment. That's the key, is to give the patient something special that they feel is about them, not just a one-off or whatever new patient special that they take and leave.
Yep. No, that's awesome. I think it really, what's exciting about it, I know we've talked about this before, is that this creative piece, and again, like with you guys, it's, you know, a lot of the logistics of putting that together, it's fun to sit around and brainstorm how you can be creative to get patients. It's a whole other thing, as you've stated, to tie all that together and have a functioning plan. And that's certainly where you guys come in. But, you know, this whole practice is now starting to really understand a little bit more about their patients want. As you know, Dave, it's not like it was even 5-10 years ago where everything came one way from the dental practice. So many patients now are going and doing their own research and understanding what is available. They're becoming more knowledgeable and they're coming into the practices with questions. So how better of a way to be able to be creative on the backside and say, hey, you know what? We already kind of know what you're thinking and we've created it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
And John, just two examples of ADOM members who sort of have very different types of plans based on the demographics of their practice. One's called Butler Dental, and it's in Butler, Indiana, which is a rural town. It's like on the eastern side of Indiana. They basically created sort of a traditional plan. They offer a child plan, adult plan, a perio plan, but they have a lot of older patients. And what they've done is they actually, rather than have those patients sign up for Medicare complete plans, which is really not a very good plan for the practice or the patient, they have their older patients, retiring patients, signing up for the membership plan. And they just say the patients are absolutely loving it. It's exactly what they want. It's the care they need. It's, you know, they can fit it within their budget. And it's completely, you know, this plan is very much focused on sort of the elder population. And then we have another practice called Kennedy Dental down in Corpus Christi, Texas, totally different environment, totally different set of, you know, needs. They're a pediatric practice. They offer two care plans for kids, one for 12 and under and one for 13 and older. And the net is the patients, again, the feedback and the sort of testimonial for the practice is the patients love it. And they get to come in two times a year. They feel like it's a really good deal for them. And it also enables them to, you know, the parents to get their kids in, on a consistent basis. So totally different practices, priced totally differently, structured totally differently in different parts of the country, both being very successful with, like I said, very different plans.
Yeah, and you brought up something pretty interesting that maybe a lot of people don't know is the membership plan versus those that had Medicare. I think that's the unique thing about creating just a traditional membership plan, right, is they can have that insurance and they can sign up with this membership plan. I know I've seen people in the past or heard that, you know, is a membership plan insurance? Is it like insurance? We know that it can't be. That's what makes it unique in its own right. But that's why I think we're seeing a lot of the movement tore away from Medicare for a lot of the retirees, which I think is exciting. Because I think initially, and I don't know what you guys have seen on this, but you know, you can have a membership plan even if they had Medicare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So Medicare dental benefits are either non-existent or really bad. And they're typically supplied, by the way, by third parties through the Medicare program. So it's not a good program for the patients. It's not a good program for the dentist. So the membership plan enables a practice to sort of create something that, you know, is good for both sides. And yeah, we see that a lot. We see a lot of practices with older populations, you know, pushing out all those, just saying, we're not going to accept, you know, these other plans, put our membership plan in place. We're not accepting discount plans. And we're not going to tell those patients to sign up for insurance. We're going to get them onto the membership plan. And it's working really, really well.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So you shared some real life examples, certainly of ADOM member practices and how they're doing that. Let's get into some of the best practices for deploying the plan. So I think you've done a really good job of laying out the why, the benefits of that. And now, you know, practice is ready to kind of move forward and really think about what are some of those best practices to actually deploy it.
Great. And I'll go through a few, and there's plenty more that we can provide, like on one-on-one consultations, but I'll just start from the beginning and then move my way up. And the one I already talked about, you got to design the plan for your practice and for your patients. You need to understand their needs and design it to meet their needs. Got to feel like it's a personal, you know, plan made for me. That's one. Number two is you have to train the whole team. It can't just be one person. Everybody needs to be committed to it. All the way, you know, the dentist needs to be committed to it, the office manager, the, you know, hygienist, everybody needs to understand what the plan is, what it provides, how to talk about it to a patient, and, you know, really reinforce the message that this membership plan is good for the patients. And what we see a lot of times with practices like that are being successful is you basically talk what we sort of call in stereo. So the, you know, somebody's at the front desk, introduces it, talks to the patient about it. They go into the operatory, the hygienist talks about it. Then when the dentist walks in, he talks about it. Like you just, you know, from their own perspective. And like I said, we have talk tracks for that, but everybody give their own perspective, the value of the membership plan to the patient and to themselves. So a hygienist might say, you know, the value of this is you're going to keep up with your hygiene. You know, it's going to be an easier job for me to, you know, clean your teeth on a, you know, every 6 months. The dentist will say, this is better for me because I don't have to deal with paperwork and hassles and costs and all that stuff and so on and so forth. But you know, talking in stereo is critical. The third one is promoting the plan. So promoting it on your website, promoting it in the office, doing things like Google Ads and, you know, Facebook Ads, and whatever you need to do to make patients aware of the plan. And we even have a tool in the what we call the practice portal, where you, prior to a visit, you can send a patient a quick summary of the membership plan. So they're warmed up when they walk in the door. They know you're offering this and they have an idea of what it is. And then, you know, the other part is things like, you know, auto renewal. We've seen so many practices get in trouble when they try to do it on their own, and they get up. We see 50 members or so, or 50 patients on the membership plan become an issue when renewals start to come in. So if I'm not doing auto renewals, how do I get a patient renewed? And what it typically turns into is lots of phone calls and then recollecting of payment information. Or, and this is a very, very common scenario, you actually get a hold of the patient. The patient says, well, you know what, I'll take care of that when I'm in the office next. And they might not come in for another 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. So just in the hassles and the cost of trying to track that down is expensive. So, you know, just making sure whatever you do, if you use Clear, don't use Clear, that you have an auto renewal process in place. And I mean, there's a bunch of other things, but those are sort of the, I think, some of the core areas of sort of lessons learned and best practices.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the one that you mentioned that I really connected with is the training the team, because again, you could see the benefits, the logistical benefits to the demographics and things like that. But you're right. If the team is not bought in to the value of it, you know, the benefit to the patient, benefit to the practice, benefit to themselves. This goes back to what you said, which is, you know, it's they have to feel excited, and they have to be able to kind of transition from maybe the world that they've typically lived in with insurance and things kind of being understood, that this is the way that you're going to treat patients. It's certainly a new way. Like you said, it really isn't selling. And I love how you said that. It's informing. We've put this together. We put this together with good research, and we want to make this available to you. So yeah, I mean, I think that training the team is a big deal. It really is.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, where can people learn more about Clear, get more information about it, especially for everybody out there listening that are familiar with ADOM, familiar with you guys, or want to learn more about Clear? So I'd love to have you share that.
Yeah, so by far the easiest thing to do is go up to clear.com, and that's KLEER.com. And basically you can use all kinds of information up there. You can see more details about the product. We have a product demo up there you can take a look at. You can also see case studies and so on and so forth. But there also is a way to book a live online demo of the product and talk to somebody from our team. So a lot of times people will take that step, and it's about a 35 minute discussion, and they'll demonstrate the product and answer any questions you might have. So that's probably the best way to go about it.
Awesome. Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure. Again, I think it's very, very cool to have you keep coming on here and talking about the value. And I think each and every time we get to speak, you've had more practices that you guys have been able to work with and learn more from, which, as you know, becomes this big giant feedback loop. And I love what you shared about the conference and, you know, how it really helps you guys as well to go back to the team and say, hey, you know, these are some of the things that we're seeing and learning from. And I love that, because I think every bit of information, the more that companies are connecting with the practices themselves, it's only making it better for everybody. So pretty good feedback loop.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really appreciate the ADOM partnership and all the feedback we get from the office managers and the interaction at the conferences and everything. We absolutely love our partnership with ADOM.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Well, like always, we'll have all the notes, all the links to the podcast. You know, be sure to go out, learn a little bit more about Clear, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks.
All right. That's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed today's episode on ADOM Radio. Always a pleasure bringing you this great content. Okay.
So if you listen to your podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, be sure to go out there, download and subscribe to ADOM Radio. That way, all of the episodes that we put out there will automatically come through to your listening device of choice. And another great place to listen to all the podcasts is dentalmanagers.com. ADOM's website is brand new. The layout is beautiful. Tons of tools and resources. Would love to have you go check it out. Again, you can listen to all the ADOM Radio episodes right there on the website. Very, very excited about that. So until next time, have a great day.